Before I deliver the eulogy, I would like to call upon one of the sons in law, Mr. Mark Gambino, to say a few words in the name of his mother in law. Before I start, I'd like to make sure everybody knows I'm not Gabe Turrill. When I first time that happened was before I got married, I went to the synagogue with Joe Turrill, and everybody assumed that I was Gabe. And a little younger, but anyway, the only reason I mention that is somebody today introduced themselves and they thought I was Gabe. It's a very special honor for me to say a few words about my mother-in-law. Mary Almela Turrill Barrett was her official name throughout her long and great life that we are celebrating today. To me, as a senior son-in-law of the Gang of Four, we are honoring a woman who exuded beyond normalcy, a love of life, to those dearest to her, as well as to the stranger who happened to run across her personality of joy. She was inclusive in a world that had become more exclusive during her 92 years. She was like the pixie of life, dropping her dust wherever and whenever she surrounded us, hoping to make our lives a little brighter and a little lighter. As a soldier boy at Fort Lewis in 1969, and more specifically a Jewish chaplain's assistant, it was the perfect entree into the lives of the Turrills, with my weekly visits to the Brenners to pick up my 5 pounds of lox, cream cheese, and bagels for the weekend for the soldier boys. For me, there was always a stopover at the Turrill home to visit Mrs. Turrill and kibitz with her, and of course score a few points as I romanced Marlene. And she was moving about the house, cleaning always, moving at a kinetic pace, cooking, remembering all those newspapers that she would scatter all over the kitchen and wherever as she was frying those my favorite, the leek patties. Things turned out for me, marrying the love of my life and spreading the joy of two of my first cousins, Lance and Lee, who married into the family. With Mary, life was a carnival, on and off the cruise ships. She gave her family members great memories with many of the cruises to Rhodes, the Caribbean, Hawaii, and Alaska. Brought up in poverty and welfare, she certainly can be classified as a child of the Depression, struggling along with her mother, a woman torn from the old country who never really assimilated but relying on her daughter and son-in-law for all the emotional support to make a world a little safer for both. Success for Mary was measured not so much by the position that she had reached in life as by the obstacles which she had overcome. Mary acquired the mantle of emotional riches, marrying into the large, engaging, and robust Turrill family. Enough variety within the family to make a match with Heinz's 57. Joe Turrill was a quiet and peaceful man who lived the good life of the Torah, relishing his responsibilities as husband and father to his beloved daughters. He moved through his short life with a gentleness and a kindness that did not speak of waste of time and pettiness and anger. No, his joy was living each day with the most positive of attitudes, smiles and laughter. Mary fulfilled her role as wife, raising those enchanting, delightful, and charming daughters that we all share today. The word mother-in-law is only risked with a negative connotation. In our case, we were blessed to have a mother-in-law who had the pride in us and made us feel like the sons that she and Joe always wanted. Summing up one's life is not easy. But in many ways, Mary's life we celebrate today does leave us with a marked path of love, compassion, a will to succeed, and a determination to make this world a little bit better. Somerset Maugham captured the essence of her life when he wrote, "It is a funny thing about life. If you refuse to accept anything but the best, you very often get it." This describes Mary. Thank you, Mary, for being the foundation stone of our lives. You never wanted to leave us without knowing that you were the essence of our family and had the joie de vivre given to those who have the drive and fortitude to succeed. The purpose of life is not to be happy, but to make a difference that you lived at all. Mary Almela Turrill Barrett made the difference and fulfilled her life goals. Today we celebrate the joy and love she brought to everyone here today. Her smile, was the light in the window that made people feel welcome.